This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Okay, so as promised, Mitchell on jobs. After all the talk of interest rates and inflation and Jay Powell this and that, blah, 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 it seems relevant to remind everybody that keeping prices stable, the official way the Fed talks about inflation, right, price stability, that's only half of the central bank's job. The other part of what's called the dual mandate is maximum employment. And it's possible, at least to hear Jay Powell tell it, that maybe the Fed has done too good a job on that. Powell has said more than once in the past number of months that the labor market is unhealthily, even unsustainably hot. And so, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports, there are some signs now that it's cooling off a bit.
If you live and breathe labor market metrics like economist Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter, then the current employment picture is
very interesting at the moment. Boy, too interesting.
We've had this very hot market with low unemployment and two available jobs for every job seeker. But keeping that going is not the Fed's first priority. This week, says Pollack,
the Fed changed its tune somewhat and pledged a, quote, unconditional fight against inflation, even at the cost of rising unemployment.
For now, unemployment's still really low at 3.6%. But job postings are down at ZipRecruiter, especially in sectors vulnerable to rising interest rates, like real estate, home building, and advertising. Job creation is tapering off. In May, it was the lowest in a year. And, says economist Dana Peterson at the Conference Board,
we don't expect to see big increases in payroll employment anymore because we're pretty much back to where we were before the pandemic.
What we're seeing, it's like a beautiful summer day with clouds on the horizon.
That's Michael Gritton. He runs Kentuckiana Works, the workforce development agency in Metro Louisville. He says 80 employers showed up to a recent job fair for graduating seniors, including UPS, GE Appliances, Ford, all still recruiting like mad, but all watching the Fed, Gritton says, and waiting for a slowdown.
Everyone can see storm clouds brewing, and they just don't know how fast they're going to get here or how bad the storm's going to be.
Right now, the Fed predicts the national unemployment rate will reach 4.1% in 2024. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.